Wondering if you should stay in Illinois or move out of state? Get your copy of Scott Tucker's book, Escape Illinois, Should I Stay or Should I Go? Get your complimentary copy at retirementdakota.com.
Investment advisory services are made available through AE Wealth Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
WGN. It is Dane Neal in the Allstate Showcase Studio here on Michigan Avenue in Chicago. And Chicago is known for so many things: action, excitement, traffic, right? And a guy who spends a lot of time in traffic for the NASCAR Xfinity Series is in studio, honored to have Roush Racing's very own, the driver of what will be the number 6 Shredder Mustang. It is Bubba Wallace. Bubba, welcome to WGN.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
So, part of the perks, and I guess it's perks, but for somebody who loves a little bit of adventure, part of the perks of being in NASCAR, in racing, it's a long season, but you do get to see a lot of the country, and it's great to have you here in Chicago.
Yeah, this is one of the most fun cities to come to, and one of the best tracks on the schedule, just because of the city and things you get to do, and especially when you come out early and get to hang out with the Turtles.
That is so insane. You know, it is the kind of thing. The Turtles, of course, you guys, you know, big hats off and props to one of the most iconic superhero franchises out there, because I remember as a kid loving the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Maxwell, my 9-year-old, just watched it today. I mean, they never stop.
Yeah, they never do. So my sister was always the one that was into it before I could get into it. But it's still a lot of fun and really cool concept to have it part of NASCAR. Nickelodeon's really implementing, bringing in the younger generation, as the younger generation of NASCAR is trying to move up to the top ranks. So I am I'm the bad guy, though. I'm Shredder.
Shredder, we know you're not really the bad guy.
Yeah. But it's still really cool.
NASCAR has so many different brands, iconic brands that are kind of built into a lot of the cars, a lot of the series, a lot of the events. But how cool is it to have these guys, you know, be a part of the, I mean, because it could be a great food product, could be like, you know, beer, it could be maybe a different movie, but this is one of the best things going.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think it's really neat for the fans, the younger fans, to see like how we're trying to make them part of the sport. And I mean, what kid doesn't love the Ninja Turtles, right?
It's one thing to have it on the car. It's one thing to have it as part of the race. But instead of having, and I'm sure it is a lure for a lot of great young fans to be able to come to the track to see the Turtles, but you guys brought the Turtles to the kids today.
Absolutely. And we just left the Boys and Girls Club of Chicago there. That was really cool. They were so pumped up about the Turtles, and it was really cool to see their expressions and reactions when they walked through the door. So we had a little pizza party with them. I really got to spend some time with them and tell them about, you know, how I got started and what I love about racing and stuff. So it's been a really fun day here in Chicago.
Last week, spent time at one of the biggest venues for the biggest spectator sport, which is NASCAR, at the Brickyard, and mm-hmm. so many people were excited about what it is that you do. So what's it like, you know, because at the track, people are excited to see you. Mm-hmm. They want to see you to share a little bit of that spotlight with someone like the Turtles.
Yeah, Indy was hot for sure, and that's probably the hottest race on the schedule, and it depends on how it's laid out. You know, sometimes our weekends are busy doing appearances and meet and greets, and other times, like this past weekend was simple. I had like one or two interviews, and the rest was just the normal deal: practice, qualifying, and racing.
You talk about bringing in some newer, younger fans to the sport, and kind of including, you know, more people into it. And you talked about, you know, sharing with those kids kind of how you got started in it. You know, as part of NASCAR's drive for diversity. Mm-hmm. I think it is exciting stuff, because it is the kind of sport, and again, America's biggest spectator sport as far as NASCAR and auto racing, but there really isn't that way to get kids involved, to get kids to be able to try it out, to see if they like it. I mean, you think about all the other sports that we have here in Chicago, one of America's great sports towns. You know, you know, for basketball or football, you've got Little League, you've got, mm-hmm. you know, Pop Warner, you've got all these other series to kind of let people get used to the sport, kind of identify talent, right? And racing really doesn't have that.
Right. Yeah, it's tough, you know, this isn't your typical stick and ball sports. You know, you can't go buy a race car at your local sporting store. So that's the tough part about it. So you have to know people and get into the industry, because you're a big fan and you know, like, resources that come with it. And that's one tough battle about it. But once you do get in it and you do become successful, there are team owners and people, a part of teams that are watching and looking out for the next up-and-coming talent.
Well, even though I've been here in the Midwest for most of my life, always been a big racing fan, I remember talking with Kyle Petty, it may have been 15 years ago when Chicagoland Speedway was starting, and I had asked a similar question, like, how do kids who want to, you know, see this on TV as the sport expands get involved in racing? And his answer to me was, his exact answer was, know somebody with a lot of money.
Yeah.
That was it. And for you guys, and we always hear those stories of, you know, soccer moms, or if it's hockey, you know, dragging kids around, bringing them to practice, but your family had to really make a huge commitment to get on board to get you to where you are today.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I never really paid attention and really understood, like, all the sacrifices that my family made to keep not only myself on the racetrack, but my sister on the basketball courts. It was a lot. You know, 2008 season of late models was, you know, $250,000, and it's tough.
It's one thing for a kid to say, hey, I really want to be a part of that sport. Can you sign me up for it? Can you, you know, get me the physical, sign the waiver form? Was it the kind of thing that obviously you loved the sport, you know, from the get-go, but was it the kind of thing that your parents saw a future, this future, or was it anything? I'm sure they would have supported you in whatever you did, but did they see, like, hey, this could really be something?
I don't know, you know, what they saw, really, as far as, you know, let's keep going. We just did it for fun, you know. We kept moving up, and just, it's like, hey, next year we can go up to this car. It's got more horsepower. We can go to places like Bristol. We're like, heck yeah, we'll do that. You know, it'd be awesome to race on that place. And then once you really look at it now, it's like, wow, it's a good thing that we were competitive enough to keep going on, to sign on with the top tier teams of NASCAR. So. It's been a fun journey, and, you know, I'm forever in debt with my parents for sure, but,
yes.
But it's still, to look back on how far we've came, it's really cool.
Right. Hindsight is 2020 at this point, and you do it. And a little bit before we get into the next segment, we're going to talk about some of the foods and some, cause in racing, in NASCAR specifically in racing, I think the venues are almost as big as the stars as some of the drivers, right? You mentioned Bristol. I mean, what an awesome place to be there. But when you talk about, you know, getting into the sport and having other options too, were there other sports? Cause I mean, you're an athlete, you were good at other sports. You had obviously role models in other sports. Like, what was it about racing that made it the sport that you decided we're going all in on this?
I still don't know. You know, it wasn't until 2010, 2011 where I was like, I can't really turn back now. I can't really focus on something else. We've come way too far and worked way too hard to get to this point to just turn around and start something new. But, you know, I've been, you know, traveling all over the country the last 6-7 years now, and I love it. You know, getting to do things like this, you know, traveling to different cities and to the big cities and you know, getting some time off and enjoying all that stuff. And then, oh, we happen to go hop in a race car the following day.
Yeah.
With no speed limits, get to do what we love, and then we go back to, you know, just normal life.
You mentioned no speed limits, and in the world of racing, there isn't, I don't know if there's a salary cap. I know there's parameters on what you can do with the cars, but it's got to be gratifying now at this point to look back, and you have such a big future ahead of you and so many things left to do, but you're here working with some of the biggest, you know, blockbusters movie-wise on the marketing side. And then also just a second on Roush Racing. I mean, there's so many different teams. Some of them, you know, they could have all the talent in the world, but maybe they've got challenges on the equipment side, but you have the best in the business working with you.
Yeah, for sure. You know, we've had I've had a really fun 2 years at Roush Fenway. It's been a lot of fun being able to work with, you know, teammates like Trevor, Ricky, and Greg, and you know, Ryan Reed's my Xfinity teammate this year. So we've been bouncing ideas around, just trying to get our program better, showing up to the racetrack, showing we have speed is mostly what you can ask for. We're just knocking on the door for our first win.
Oh, it's going to be great. We're going to let the listeners know we're talking with Bubba Wallace. He is the driver of the Xfinity Series, #6 Shredder Ford Mustang. When we come back, Chicago's a great food town. Mm-hmm. It is a great sports town. And you know that the Turtles love pizza. I think that they would like hot dogs if they had the opportunity
Absolutely.
To do that. So we're going to talk with the Levy chef from Chicagoland Speedway along with Bubba when we come back. It's Dane here on 720 WGN. And we are back, 720 WGN, Dave Neal, Allstate Showcase Studio here on Michigan Avenue. As we know, in studio we have Bubba Wallace. He is the driver of the #6 Shredder Ford Mustang coming up for the Ninja Turtles 400. And when we talked about Chicago being a great sports town, it is a great racing town, also a great food town. And in studio with us, you'll be able to see that video up at WGNradio.com, making the Chicago hot dog. So Chef Chris Albano from Levy. Chef, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Now, we talk about Chicago being a, you know, an incredible food town. The James Beard Awards are here. Obviously, you're familiar with that. So many great restaurants. Alinea, one of the best restaurants in the world. It's still at this point, is Chicago identified as our most identifiable Chicago food? Is it still the hot dog?
I think you got to go with that Chicago dog. You know, it's a classic, and you know, nowhere in the country or even the world they're topping it the way we do.
I'm sure you do extensive research for all the things that you do with Levy and certainly on hot dogs in general. As you travel the country and even the world, are you exploring, you know, kind of this, the either the origins of the hot dog or things that people are doing, kind of pushing the envelope in other communities?
You know, I've seen lots and lots of different things with dogs. You know, on the West Coast, you've got people doing like the Japanese dog where they're putting sriracha mayo and seaweed, and that's pretty good. You know, New York, you've got your classic with sauerkraut and mustard on it. You know, I got to be honest with you, I like the all-beef hot dogs that we get here in the Midwest, whether it's an Eisenberg or Vienna or something like that.
You got to know the rules in order to break the rules. Obviously, when you have the original article here, at least one of the great ones, then you can go ahead and experiment on different things. And when I say the rules for the Chicago hot dog, no ketchup.
Absolutely.
And Bubba made one, but he doesn't like mustard. So Bubba, you're not a mustard guy.
How do you like your dog?
Yeah, I am not a mustard guy. Usually with just ketchup only.
Ketchup only.
Just ketchup, the only thing. So
she told you I was picky.
In victory lane, though, you're going to get...
I'll be so pumped up. I'll eat the mustard. I'll eat how it is right here on this table.
You'll eat the paper, the container,
yes,
the foil,
the whole
and all
thing.
It is going to be exciting. But when it comes to food, as you travel, of course, you live down, I think you're like Concord, North Carolina,
yes,
or somewhere right
there,
around there.
Yep.
There's a lot of great food, a lot of great barbecue, mm-hmm, you know, right down there in North Carolina. But through the process of being a race car driver, seeing the country, are you trying? Is there any places where you got out, you know, for the series and you got out, tried some of the food and found things that you were surprised about that you liked?
Nothing really strange that I've tried and was like, that's good, but just new restaurants. You always want to find something new instead of going to the same old places. Although when you do find that new place, you're going to keep going back there.
Right.
So places like, you know, found a couple spots in Vegas, found a really good spot down the road here in Chicago when I was here a couple weeks ago. It just, you jot those down and you make it in an effort to go back the next time and enjoy their food again. Just try something different on the menu every time, of course.
Do you ever have, and of course the drivers come from diverse backgrounds, mm-hmm, as far as, you know, all over the country. Do they ever say like, hey, you know, Bubba, when we get to this city, you got to try this. And they're trying to take you out to different places?
Yeah, like Texas, got to go to their barbecue. Chicago is for sure the hot dogs. I'm trying to think of mandatory places that we have to eat.
I mean, you have places you're obligated to eat at? Probably.
No,
maybe it's a sponsor.
Well,
there you go.
Well, that's true. There is a place in Michigan, in Ann Arbor, that's called BD's Grill. It's the Mongolian Grill. And it's like a chain place around that restaurant. And it's so good. Like, so when I land, I don't care if I'm an hour or 2 hours away, I'm driving there.
Now, your fans know that, of course, you're a fan of a bunch of different sports, but also photography.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the whole food photography, the food porn thing where people are just, you know, taking pictures here. Mm-hmm. People take pictures of everything that they've got before they even start to eat it. Do you do any of that yet? Do you think you're going to do that? Probably not.
Dad, I just get too hungry. My mouth starts watering. So I just go ahead and dive in before taking the picture out.
All right. Well, it is going to be exciting to have you here, of course, for the Ninja Turtles 400 for Nickelodeon, driving the car. Do you feel any extra pressure based on the fact that, you know, that it's such a big and exciting, fun franchise? Any extra pressure? Of course, you always have pressure to do well.
Right.
But is there any extra pressure? I mean, this is really big.
Well, since I'm the villain, I'm Shredder. I got four angry turtles that are looking over my shoulder, making sure that I run good. But at the same time, they don't want me to run good because I'm their villain. So. And then the pressure of eating this delicious-looking hot dog, you know. So there's a lot of added pressure for this weekend coming up.
Well, there's been pressure the whole time. You have come through with flying colors and, of course, going to be expanding and moving the career forward to hopefully a NASCAR Sprint Series Cup Championship, hopefully in the near future, right?
Yeah, appreciate it. Absolutely.
Yeah. Love to have you here at Chicagoland. For all those fans that want to get more information about you, what it is that you do, pretty active on social media, how can they keep up with your adventures?
Like you said, social media, Bubba Wallace on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. You can keep up there.
Bubba Wallace, he's the driver of the number 6 Ford Mustang for the Ninja Turtle 400. Thanks so much for everything that you're doing. Thanks for being here in Chicago. Good luck at the race, and thanks for being on WGN today.
Appreciate it. Thank you.